Baxter was within 30 yards of the stables when a man appeared out of the darkness and called to her to stop. As she stepped into the circle of yellow light thrown by the lantern, she saw that he was a person of gentlemanly bearing, dressed in a grey suit of tweeds with a cloth cap. He wore gaiters and carried a heavy stick with a knob to it. She was most impressed, however, by the extreme pallor of his face and by the nervousness of his manner. His age, she thought, would be rather over 30 than under it. "Can you tell me where I am?" he asked. "I had almost made up my mind to sleep on the moor when I saw the light of your lantern." "You are close to the King's Pyland training stables," said she. "Oh, indeed, what a stroke of luck!" he cried. "I understand that a stable boy sleeps there alone every night. Perhaps that is his supper which you are carrying to him. Now, I am sure that you would not be too proud to earn the price of a new dress, would you?" He took a piece of white paper, folded up out of his waistcoat pocket. "See that the boy has this tonight, and you shall have the prettiest frock that money can buy." She was frightened by the earnestness of his manner, and ran past him to the window through which she was accustomed to hand the meals. It was already opened, and Hunter was seated at the small table inside. She had begun to tell him of what had happened when the stranger came up again. "Good evening," said he, looking through the window. "I wanted to have a word with you." The girl has sworn that as he spoke, she noticed the corner of the little paper packet protruding from his closed hand.